This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And this morning, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh unveiled his $3 billion proposed city budget for the next fiscal year. That's an increase of 4% over last year's spending. Education makes up some 40% of that pie, even as the administration has acknowledged that some restructuring may be necessary to cut down on future costs. So joining us now with some more details is David Sweeney, the Chief Financial Officer for the City of Boston. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So first of all, let's talk about education, because, of course, the mayor proposed $1 billion in school department spending. That's what, more than a $13 million increase over the last year. But we have heard the administration indicate before that without reform to Boston public schools, the budget's only going to get harder to balance. So tell us a little bit more about the challenges around education, given the current budget that the mayor's proposed.
Sure. Over time, education as a portion of the city's overall spending has increased now to a full 40%, far and away the highest proportion of the city budget relative to other spending areas. For instance, the second highest area of spending is public safety at 19%, and that includes both police and fire. Even with the $13.5 million appropriation increase this year, which brings Mayor Walsh's total increase during his time in office to almost $90 million, DPS has cost challenges that create the need to find efficiencies year after year, and this is the fourth consecutive year that they've had to find savings in order to achieve a balanced budget, even as they're provided with the highest per pupil appropriation in the country.
Yeah. So, David, if I could just jump in here for a second. So does this mean that this budget and the monies set aside for education this year doesn't stave off the possibility of school closings?
Oh, no, we're not anticipating any school closures as a result of the FY17 budget. But the fact of the matter is there's a new leadership team in place at Boston Public School Department that is taking a multi-pronged approach to evaluating existing operations and looking for opportunities to save. We're not unique in that realm. We do that on the city side with every department. It's only because we found efficiencies on the city side this year that we're able to make any investments in the city budget. But they're looking at the Build BPS Master Facilities Plan to see if there are opportunities for school reconfigurations and potential for building new schools. They're looking at how they approach collective bargaining in the future, as most of their costs, as with any school district, is personnel. They're also looking at their transportation system, where they're attempting to shave about $10 million off of their $100 million transportation budget.
Right.
So a multi-pronged, multi-year effort.
Interrupting you, but I want to just jump in here with some tape with someone from another perspective. Jim Sturgis, he's executive director of the Pioneer Institute. And you had mentioned efficiencies before, and he sees, of course, other places where he thinks the city can extract more efficiencies.
We have a school system with lots of empty seats, and we've not wanted to shutter any schools. I know that's a difficult process to go through. We have a bloated central office, and I think the budget points to the need for reforms in those areas, and I think that's very realistic. The only thing is it doesn't do it in this budget.
So, David, you were sort of pointing to this a little earlier, but I wonder what your response is to that.
Well, I think for one thing, the school department is taking a responsible approach to looking at its footprint. They've now commissioned several studies that have delved a little bit deeper into this area. So there was a study conducted by McKinsey. There was also a study conducted by Education Resource Strategy Group. Those are going to inform the Build BPS Master Facilities Plan so that we can come up with a holistic approach to finding the right footprint for our district. I think just the idea that we can make arbitrary and ad hoc decisions to close schools because of some perceived bloat and empty classrooms is really not the right approach to that issue. And also, I think it's a little disingenuous to say that the city has not attempted school closures in the past, as two schools were closed last fiscal year. And I think in FY, I don't know if it was fiscal year 2012, something double-digit schools were closed under Mayor Menino as well. Mm. So I think we're looking at whether our footprint is the right footprint for 2016 and beyond. But there has been some progress made on that, and we're taking a very serious look at what the future holds for the school department's footprint as well.
David, let's shift gears here for a little bit and talk about how local aid factors into the mayor's proposed budget for the city of Boston, because, of course, the House budget for the state of Massachusetts was just released this afternoon. It proposes some $159 million in new money for aid to cities and towns. And we got a little bit of thought on this from Sam Tyler, president of the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, a little earlier today. And here's what he said about how that relates to the city of Boston's budget.
About 93% of the total revenue backing this budget is coming from the city's revenues. So the state really is not, you know, doing its part, I think, in terms of trying to keep up with expenditures.
So, David Sweeney, I wonder what your reaction is to that.
Well, I think certainly the percentage of our budget comprised, supported by state aid, has declined over time, and we're projecting it to continue to either stay flat or decline again this year. At one point, over 30% of our revenues came from state aid. We're now down around 15%. We're very optimistic that the legislature will ultimately adopt the governor's proposal around charter school reimbursement, which would be a big, highly beneficial to the city of Boston. And the mayor has made clear any additional revenue would be dedicated to the Boston Public School Department on that front. However, the additional local aid added in the House budget today, so that Chapter 70 aid really only gets us about, I think, $4 million we're projecting over current year. So it has a long way to go in terms of keeping up with our BPS costs.
Hmm. Well, I'm seeing that the House budget proposes boosting public school funding by $106 million, and it could be $85.5 million for charter school reimbursement. But, of course, these are both proposed budgets as we speak, so we'll see how they pan out when everything gets fully inked as time goes by. David Sweeney, Chief Financial Officer for the City of Boston, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thanks for having me.